Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors, Science, and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, I was going to start your day today by singing to you, but I said, well, I shouldn't ruin your day. So there's a song by Alabama, the country group, and the words go, I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush around till life's no fun. I want you to think about that. You see, on our journey through life, we need to slow down and appreciate small things, simple things. Throw out the anchor and look around. That was my own little metaphor that I thought was pretty good. One way in which I do this is when I am going out for any of my adventures, I bring my Nikon P510 because, hey, we got the big old TV cameras and all that. But this one has a nice zoom lens to it. I have this little mini tripod, and it is, I've got tripods of every size. This little mini guy just works for me, and I could just hold it in my hand, and I take it with me just about everywhere. This encourages me to stop often, look about, and enjoy my surroundings. Take in what nature has to offer. And for those of you, some of you might have to just put that cell phone away for the day. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. See, yesterday was my first fishing adventure of spring. I take my fly rod, obviously my camera, a little miniature tripod, put on my waist waders, and here's the deal, and some of you, you've listened to my shows often, and you know that fishing is my passion. Well, most fishermen or fisherwomen want to get to a spot and start fishing immediately. Well, if I turn back the clocks to growing up with my cousins Jimmy Toots, Donnie B., and my best friend, Dr. Bob. He, again, I always mention this. He wasn't Dr. Bob when we were younger. He wasn't the Doogie Howser of like fishermen guys. Well, we did everything imaginable in the outdoors, hiking, fishing, camping, whatever it was. And we would want to race to the river to get there first, to catch the first fish. Well, now it's a little different. It's slow down, enjoy. So now it's time for me to find the beauty trail. Where I park my truck is next to the river. I could fish right there. And I joke with people and I say, look, I don't like people. I just got to, well, I really actually like people. But when I'm in the outdoors, I want to get away from them. So there are people because, hey, where I park my truck is right next to where they stock. And I'll get to that in a little bit. And there are a number of people there. Well, I want to get away from them and see and enjoy a little bit more. You see, yesterday, and I always make deals with myself, so I made the deal was I had to tune up my lawnmower because it's time to start cutting the lawn. And the deal was if I tune my lawnmower up in the morning, then I am allowed to go fishing in the afternoon. And it's funny, like last night, and I'll just go and I'll go back to the beauty trail. I chat with mom and tell her that I got to cut the grass today. And she's like, oh, that's right. You sold your tractors and plow. I used to have two tractors and a plow. She goes, you sold them. Well, somebody offered me like $80 bajillion for them. And the way I look at life is if you're going to give me $80 bajillion, I'm going to take it. And does that mean I have a huge piece of property and I have to cut it with a hand mower? And the answer is yeah, but guess what? I'm outside. So my mother sees it as work. And I'm telling her on the phone, hey, Ma, this isn't work. I get to be outside. And as long as I'm outside doing something, and this is true, I am absolutely as happy as could be. And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for your dog. Six natural great flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. So here's the reason why there is the beauty trail. I belong to Trout Unlimited. The section of this river is we take care of it. And when the state comes to stock the fish, we actually help them. Because most times the state stock guys will just, with nets, just drop the fish, bang, 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 just drop them next to a point, and most of the fish or all the fish, are right there. People come and just fish them and take them out and take them out. Well, what we do is we actually have our own pickup trucks, our own coolers, our own buckets, and I call it the Bucket Brigade. And we will actually take some of the fish, and there is a trail that's locked for a vehicle, but we have the keys, go to the back of a different part of the river with fish in the coolers. State will put them in our coolers. We take them back there. Now they're in buckets. And I begin to walk along what I call the beauty trail. So we will carry some fish. Sometimes I carry them. Let me tell you, it is a workout when you get a bucket full, those 5-gallon pail buckets filled with water, filled with big old trout, and I'm carrying them a half mile upriver. Well, this is the trail that I take. See, when I left my truck, the first thing I get on is a pine needle floor trail. You see, there is that feeling under the feet because it's just soft. And for those of you that are in the outdoors, you know what I'm speaking about. And there's an archway of white pines as you're walking through. So I'm going to stop and I'm going to shoot a few photos here because it's definitely that photo op. Remember, don't rush the journey. Enjoy it. Well, guess what? I get through the archway and on the other side, and there is a flicker call. And this is the second largest woodpecker. And he was far enough out where the photo was not camera worthy, but he was calling. So here I am. I'm listening to him call for a little bit. I'm on the trail, and I'm just enjoying now the sounds, not just the sights. And too many times we just want to get to a point. Well, guess what? Let's slow it down. And now as I go, and I'm saying I'm probably about a third of the mile out. Got to take a sip of water here. Excuse me. Sorry for the delay there. Now, there is a plant, the lesser celandine, and it is in bloom on the trail. It is an invasive species. It is outcompeting the native plants. It has this beautiful yellow flower, and I am telling you, now along the trail, and actually on the trail, because not many people walk it, there is this carpet of yellow flowers, and it is in its splendor. So I am there, and I am taking a few shots. And do I recognize that it's outcompeting native plants? Yeah. I give it a reprieve today, and I give it a few photo clicks here on the journey. Well, 5 days ago, now watch how crazy this is. We had 4 inches of rain in 3 hours. And the way that I know that, and I typically never get water in my basement. I had redone the outside of my house. I have this beautiful old historic home on a corner and away from everyone, which is really nice. And I installed double sump pumps on both sides of my basement. And I actually have the second sump pumps right on top of the first, and it's a water backup. So if your power goes out, you, believe it or not, your city water pumps out the water. It's pretty crazy. And this day, my sump pumps went on. I mean, it was that much rain. So the river levels when I got there, and this is days ago, is high. Some of the water had receded, but as it receded, there were muddy banks. On the muddy banks, I can do a little tracking. So I put my Dr. Halfpenny knowledge together. My Dr. Halfpenny is one of the world's, or the world's most renowned tracker and stalker of animals. And people hear the word stalking and they're going, oh my goodness, no, no, no. We're talking about the way animals stalk the way. So this is what we're doing. And my great friend Jim Bruchak and all I learned from him. So here I am. Oh, did I come here to fish? No, I'm on the beauty trail, right? So there are some white-tailed deer track, and I'm saying some. They were everywhere. But following the track, there was coyote track. There was fox track. And again, they're not stalking the next guy, because the next guy is this nocturnally guy who's just, yeah, again, if you get one, but it's the raccoon tracks, and I love their just pretty cool print inside there. So I'm looking on that. I'm checking all that out. Couple photos because, hey, this is the beauty trail, man. I find that to be spectacular. Now I continue on my track. I am now across the river from a horse farm. Hey, so what do? I stop and I photograph. It brings me back in my mind to my horse adventures and, hey, growing up and my whole lifetime just with horses. And if you listen to my podcast, don't go to that podcast now to go, because you need to listen to this one. but the podcast on number two, Horse Adventures, tells you quite a bit about who I am with my horses. So I am now, after all these photos, on the trail. I'm about 3/4 of a mile up. And oh, that's right. I came here to fish. That's it. Yes. So now it's time to stop and read the water. These people say, what do you mean stop and read the water? You see, there is a saying that 90% of the fishermen do not catch fish, only 10% of them. And 10% of the water holds 90% of the fish. So if you could read the water, you then know where the fish are at. So you see, most people, they will be at their truck or their car, whatever they have, and they put on a fly right there, and they're going to dictate to the fish, this is the fly I'm going to use today to catch you. Well, I do the opposite. I gear up. I put my four-piece fly rod together, put my reel on it, and I don't put any fly on it at all. Put my waders on, my boots on, and off I go. So I am now at the water, and I am reading the water and saying, okay, so what fly should I use? And this is probably the most important thing is, okay, the selection of the fly. Well, I read the water. I read some of the seams going by, and they said, all right, fast-moving water. Hard to get a nymph, and a nymph is a stage. You know, if you know the stages of insects, they're the same thing as with aquatic insects, and they're the ones who live on the bottom. Well, with this fast-moving water, can't get one on the bottom, or hard to keep it there, and you're going to use lots of split shots. So I said, all right, use a bright attractor pattern, a dry fly. The fish will see a fly, and again, dry flies go on the top of the water. A fish is going to have to see it, make a quick decision. It's like you having a hamburger on your plate, and all of a sudden, it just runs off the plate, and what do? You're going to dive after and go get it. Well, the fish is going to see the fly moving by, have to see that decision, and go after it right away. So I decide to put on a purple Royal Wolf. Yes, I know it's the afternoon, and as the day goes on, you go to a little bit smaller fly, so I look into my fly box, I find the smallest purple Royal Wolf I have, and on it goes. But first, a few photos of the river. Wait, I could fish right now. But you see, the beauty trail is now the river. And you see, hey, I'm going to get my fishing time, and there's no question in my mind. But that beauty trail is along the day and making like everything that you see out there. Well, the river just had this cascading branches on both sides coming across. I took a few photos, and then now it's time to fish. So I spend the time with my fly rod, my purple Royal Wolf. I fish a spot for a little bit, nothing. I then walk on the beauty trail a little bit further, and there's nothing. And I get to a spot. I had taken my nephew Wyatt out here last year, and I am on this spot that it was actually Wyatt's first time ever fly fishing. So we did a little with my practice rod. It's actually called an office rod. You can use it outside too. At my folks' house, we worked on a little bit of his casting techniques. And then a week or so later, we went out to the river to, it was this spot. And the spots that Wyatt was able to fish, which are great spots, well, I couldn't get to because of the water level. But it was just, you know, just a reminder. And again, he did quite well at his casting technique, and we actually have chatted when he gets back from the University of South Carolina, when his twin brother gets back from Texas A&M, we will get out on the river together. And that day, hey, guess what? I become their guide. So being their guide is a great thing because, hey, passing on some knowledge, but more important, that means I'm on the beauty trail more than I, so that's a cool thing. So here's the deal. I go to that spot, I cast a few, trying to read, and I go, it's not it. I says, well, let me start on the Royal Trail. I call it the Royal Trail, the beauty trail going back. And then it's funny. My eyes light up to something I didn't see on the way coming, I guess because I was looking at all these things on the ground. I started to look at the trees. And with the warm, sunny day, buds were popping. And I could see red maples. I could see a couple of Norway maples. I could see the cherries and the blossoms that were out there and the colors. And the beauty trail became more beautiful at that point. So I get back to my truck, and it happens to be next to a bridge, and this is the bridge where they stock lots of the fish. So the state still puts some in there, and so do we. And I just said, hey, most of the people are gone. You see, the late afternoon is probably the best time to fish because most people are heading home at this point. There are many days that this is the time I actually, it was about 5 p.m. It's about the time I actually head out to a river because there's going to be next to no one there. So there was no one next to the bridge. So I said, all right, let me just take a few casts. Still leave on my purple Royal Wolf. And guess what? Second cast, bang, I'm on a rainbow. Hey, reeling them in. And I just like, this is spectacular. And I'm going to release the fish because you see, I am a catch and release guy. I want to let him grow up to be a big boy someday or a big girl someday. And that's what I do. Well, there was a man on the bridge with his son, and they had, and you could just see, he's there to be with his son, and there's nothing more important in the whole wide world. The gear that he had, because he's probably about, like, literally about 20 feet above me, and he had this inexpensive gear, and he just wanted to be there and just be with the son to fish a little bit. So he starts to cast off the bridge, and I said, excuse me, sir, why don't you come down here? And I am willing, and hey, we all should be, I am willing to give up a fishing spot where I just caught a fish, and I've caught many fish here before in my lifetime. And I'm going to give up a spot where I know there's more fish because I want this guy to spend the time with his kid there because there's nothing greater than that. So I said, come on down. And I allow him my spot. And you know what? It's what's about. And I said, hey, do you need any help? He goes, no. I said, okay. And so I wished him good luck. And I walked about 100 yards now down river on the beauty trail. And guess what? I see my first garter snake of the season. And for those of you that listen to a lot of my shows, you know that I love snakes. First of the season, and I take a photo or two, or how about 10? And now my day was perfect on the beauty trail. I think this is it. I can now head back towards the truck. So where is your beauty trail? The next time that you're out hiking, biking, or whatever your outdoor cup of tea is, find your beauty trail, slow down, and enjoy it. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.